And welcome back. Once again, you're listening to the Midweek Connection on KC 107.7. I am Connor Robertson, and today we are with Mr. Hichu van Biljoen, the head of production of Easy Retire Retail and Easy Equities. So let's just get straight into the interview. For listeners who might not be too familiar, can you give us a quick snapshot of what Easy Equities is and what makes it so different from the traditional investment platforms?
Yes, great to be here. Thanks for having me. So Easy Equities is a low-cost, digital-first investment platform with the vision of democratizing investing. And what that means is to just make investing accessible to all South Africans and later on in the world. So basically what Easy Equities has done is we've removed many of the traditional barriers, so things like high minimums, complicated jargon, fees, things like that. And whether you're investing 50 Rand or 5,000 Rand or 5 million Rand, you get the same access and the same opportunities, as well as the same tools to take control of your financial future. And on Easy Equities, we give you access to invest in the world of investing. So things like shares, ETFs, unit trusts, even crypto, property on Easy Properties, and so much more. So, yeah.
You know, it's funny that you mention all of that stuff, because recently my wife and I, we found out we're pregnant. And the one thing I wanted to start doing was I wanted to start making my money work for me. So what I did was, you mentioned, you know, micro-investing. What we did was we sacrificed our takeouts because we wanted to obviously eat a bit more healthier. And what we did was we put that money into a Easy Equity portfolio. So it's so cool that the platform itself allows not only just your major investments, but it also helps you with micro-investing.
Yes, yeah, that's awesome. First of all, well done on that. Yes, but it's all about making it accessible, making it affordable, making it easy as possible. Well done that you've also started on those cutbacks, and that's the small efforts really add up. It's just also getting into that habit of, even if I save 10 Rand here, 50 Rand there, and then to put that into investment account is really, yeah, that's the goal. Well done.
Thank you so much. And I think, like, a lot of when you think of investment, when you think of actually Easy Equities, you think that you're constantly trading. And I think that's the major issue right now with investment and trading. A lot of people think that, you know, your Luno, your Easy Equities, it's just for traders. But essentially, it's also there for micro investors and, you know, long term investors.
Yes, definitely. The best way to invest is for the long term. To invest or to trade with a short term mindset that you're going to need the money in 2 weeks' time is really not the best way. And it is, you really need to do what you need to know what you do if you do that. Investing, knowing that you're investing for the long term, and then to do that consistently, is the most important part. And if you've got that mindset, over the long term, the stock market has shown that you'll be smiling if you invested many years ago.
Absolutely. So Easy Equities has built a reputation for making investing easy for everyday South Africans. Why was that accessibility piece so important to the company's mission?
Yes, so how the company was started was with the vision to democratize investing, and that is, that speaks to the accessibility part. So, as a company, we believe that investing shouldn't be a privilege. It should be a tool that everyone's got access to and that's available for everyone, regardless of their backgrounds, their income levels, their financial knowledge, their ages. It just needs to be accessible to everyone. And it's also breaking down that mental and emotional barriers that keeps many people away from starting. And that's what we're trying to solve as well.
So you're the head of product for Easy Retire and Retail. What exactly does that mean, and how does Easy Retire fit into the bigger Easy Equities picture?
Yes, so there's various products that's part of Easy Equities. To name a few is, you get Easy Crypto, Easy Properties. So there's various products, and Easy Retire Retail is a product within the broader group. And there's two parts to Easy Retire Retail. The first is for users, and that's on the platform where individuals can invest towards their retirement through products like the retirement annuities, living annuities, pension provident funds, and various other funds and methods. And then the second part of Easy Retire Retail is something that's still in development, and that is where we focused on enabling financial advisors to be able to manage their practices and advise clients and invest on behalf of clients on Easy Equities itself, so that it's not just a DIY platform, but if you've got a financial advisor, that they can also assist you on our platform.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, we're going to listen to some music, and when we return, we're going to get into demystifying retirement investments. We'll see you soon.
This is Casey 107.7.
And welcome back. Once again, you're listening to the Midweek Connection. I am Connor Robertson, and today we have Hugo van Biljoen, the head of product for Easy Retire Retail and Easy Equities. So I was looking at the WhatsApp line. We have a question from Duncan saying that he has noticed that the price he sees when buying his US shares doesn't always match the final price change. Why does that happen, and is there a way to lock in the price when you hit buy?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So for this example, when you buy US shares, the price you see on that market order, or the price, is usually delayed by 15 minutes. So by the time that your order goes through, the live market price might have actually moved a little bit up or down. So that's why there can be a small difference between what you expected and what you actually pay. It's also important to note that, let's say you say $100, that $100 is before the fees. So fees get added on top of that. So the first part is the fees. The second part is you get different types of orders. So I don't want to get too technical, but for example, a market order is, you say, buy at the lowest price that someone is selling at. And many times that, so it's either 15 minutes delayed, or what happens is, if I go on Easy Equities at 10 a.m. in the morning in South Africa, the US market is still closed. So the price that I see there is not necessarily going to be the price that the market opens or someone sells at, because there's no trading when the market is closed. And there is in the US after hour movements and pre-market movement. So those prices can change. So, just as a tip, what I'd say is to refresh the price just before buying, while the US markets are open, if you're specifically referring to the US, and then you can work on the most recent data and make informed decision from there on.
From my perspective, and by the way, thank you so much for that information, because I mean that's really going to help me and my personal investor, or let's say Easy Equities journey. But for me, that's one thing that's always made me nervous about investing in the US, especially with how the South African rand is. So I've actually decided to rather remain local, just because it's easier to keep abreast of what's happening locally instead of what's happening all over the show.
Yes, well, look, there's always diversification is always great, and there's various ways in which you can look at diversification. You can look at it in industry-wise, which is, for example, manufacturing to tech, or you can look at geographically-wise, which is South Africa and the US, or you can look at product-wise, so for example, stocks versus crypto, and then you can look at companies-wise, so different companies within an industry. And to keep it very simple, there's various ways in which you can diversify in all of those aspects. One of the great ways that listeners can research is ETFs, if they're not familiar with that. It's short for exchange traded fund, which is basically lots of funds or lots of companies within one fund, and it gets managed for you, and it's also most of the time cost efficient. So it's a good place to start researching for that. I can't give advice as to, should you go abroad, should not go abroad, because everyone's financial situations are different. But what's nice is the option is there, so you can consider US shares, local shares. There's European shares, Australian shares. So yeah, there's lots of options.
Absolutely. And once again, I always feel like when we have conversations like this, we should always say, none of this, by the way, is any financial advice. We do suggest that if you do have any questions relating to specific stocks and specific shares, please speak to a financial advisor or an actual professional in this regard. I am just obviously speaking about what I'm currently doing. So I'm going to go into our next segment, which is demystifying retirement investments. Many people find retirement savings confusing or intimidating. In simple terms, what's the difference between a retirement annuity and a pension fund and just investing in shares yourself?
Yes, so let's start with a pension fund. So a pension fund is usually tied to your employer. So both you and the company contribute to it, and it's managed on your behalf, where a retirement annuity is more a personal product that you can open on your own. So it's, you know, self-employed people can use it or as a supplement to your pension. Or, you know, in my case, our company provides for the RA. So it happens on the 25th when you get your salary, just a percentage of your salary goes into your RA. So that's also how some companies do it. But basically, a pension fund is usually tied to your employer, where an RA is more a personal product with a bit more flexibility. RAs also comes with some tax benefits, but it has strict rules about when and how you can access the money. And we've got lots of educational resources on Easy Equities as well on the blog. So I'd really recommend to go read up on these various products and investing terms. And then investing in shares directly gives you flexibility and control, but there's no built-in tax perks or retirement. And so think of it in a very short way, is that a pension equals employer, RA is more personal, and shares is DIY, do-it-yourself investing.
So when people hear retirement, they think it's something to worry about only later in life. How early should one realistically start planning for retirement and why?
So as early as possible, that's the short answer. So compound growth is your best friend. And for anyone listening, just Google compound growth and then you go look at the images and it just basically shows you why it is your best friend and why it's the seventh or the eighth world wonder. And so it's compound growth. And then with that, time is your biggest asset that you have when it comes to investing towards your retirement. So the earlier you start, even with small amounts, the less pressure you're going to feel later. And retirement isn't an age thing. It's a financial target. So the sooner you start moving toward it, the more flexible your journey becomes. Just to use another example. So even for kids, if you think about them, I don't have kids yet, but ideally the day that they are going to be born, I'm going to open a tax-free savings account for them. You know, because a tax-free savings is also a great tool. And in that, you can contribute up to 36,000 Rand per year. And if you consider, if you do that, and if you're able to do that for your children, by the time they are 21, they could be close to or even over a millionaire, and it's tax-free. So that's just part of the theme, that the sooner you start, the better. And there's so many jokes about people saying, you know, why didn't I buy Nvidia shares when I was 6 years old and things like that. So there's, yeah, long story short is, don't hesitate, you know, educate yourself and then, you know, start small, build it out from there.
And, you know, it's funny because I almost see my retirement annuity as something akin to medical aid. You know, when you start early, right, the entry early on is so affordable. We're talking something like 250 to 300 Rand. And with you guys, it's even less. But when you do it later on in life, obviously, you know, you have all that time and you have all of that, you know, that compound growth that you just never experienced, that you've got to make up over a shorter period of time. So that entry becomes automatically so much more.
Yes, no, 100%.
So what are some of the most common mistakes you see South Africans make when it comes to saving for retirement?
That's a good question. It's a difficult question, but I'd say it's back to the point of, waiting too long to start. And leaving that for, when I'm 50 years old, I'm going to start thinking about that, because then it's already too, too late in many cases. Another thing is, not reviewing where your money is invested. Many times there's things that can eat into your retirement investments, like unnecessary large fees. Or if you're just leaving it in a savings account, they always say look at inflation versus your return, because you want to beat inflation. And most of the times, if you just leave money in a savings account, I doubt that it's going to beat inflation every year. So, look where it is invested, and speak to professionals to see is there any ways you can optimize it better. But the biggest mistake is waiting too long to start, and that starting can mean many things. It can mean researching, educating yourself, speaking to professionals, anything like that. It's just taking action that's so important.
I spoke to a previous guest sometime earlier this year, and we spoke about how South Africa's retirement or saving culture is quite bad. And the one thing he told me was that he feels like this generation coming up is one of the most educated, especially with regards to savings. So I feel like previously we were a terrible savings nation. Like, we never saved our money. We were basically living paycheck to paycheck. But it feels like this upcoming generation, with, all their access to information, is becoming that wheel of change.
Yes, 100%. I mean, if I just compare my personal life, my parents and their friends, and my parents-in-law and their friends, I've had many conversations with them about the likes of easy equities and investing and finances, because I'm very passionate about it. And if I just compare how they speak and what they are used to and familiar with versus the younger generations, people younger than 40, to generalize now a lot, it's incredible to see that the younger generations are really taking charge in this. And it's also great to see all the older generations taking charge. It's not just for the young, it's for everyone. And with technology that's advancing, and functionality improving, and the investment universe expanding, there's lots of opportunity. And I definitely think people are starting to take charge. If you look at, how many people using easy equities, and if you look on even social media, how many people are encouraging it, it's really good to see.
Absolutely. So, how does Easy Retire make retirement investing simpler or more flexible compared to traditional providers?
Yeah, so just speaking from personal experience, I don't want to name and shame anyone, but it's, for me, what's important is that I want full transparency on my performance. I want full transparency on, where my money is invested. I want transparency on how it's performing. And I want a good experience. I don't want to struggle too much logging in, viewing, understanding what's happening. And for me, that's what we're working on at Easy Equities, is making that as user friendly as possible, to make sure that there's transparency on all the factors that I mentioned, and that it's digital, and that we've got the educational resources and tools to also make investors confident in the decisions that they are making, without necessarily going on to get a finance degree. So, education is important, but then to execute on that, you need a platform that's transparent and that's easy to use, and that's what we're trying to build. And hopefully we can do that better and better every day.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, we're going to listen to some music, and when we return, we're going to talk about technology and accessibility of the platform. But we'll see you shortly.
This is KC 107.7 FM.
And welcome back. Once again, you are listening to the Midweek Connection on KC 107.7. I am Connor Robertson, and today we are with Hichu van Biljoen. So let's touch on technology and accessibility. One of Easy Equity's biggest selling points has been its app and digital approach. How has technology helped open the doors for more people to invest, especially younger people and first-time investors?
Yeah, so technology has definitely changed everything, and it's just going to accelerate. So the Easy Equities app lets you invest from your phone. You can use your laptop. You can use a computer. And there's no paperwork. There's no phone calls. There's no intimidating lingo. You know, that's part of the name Easy Equities. So, and that is all enabled through technology. So to open an account in minutes and start investing with it as little as R5 if you wish, you know, it just takes a few minutes. And that's the power of technology. It makes an idea scalable. It makes it something that you can execute on. And it also opens the world, in this case, the world of investing to investors. It's not just being able to invest on shares that's on the JSE, but now I've got access to, you know, the US markets, European markets, Australian markets. And that's all thanks to technology. And we are leveraging that as far as possible to, you know, to make it more scalable, to make it more user-friendly and to reach as many people as possible.
Just to speak about how easy it is to open an Easy Equity account, it honestly took me, personally, it took me 5 minutes. And my personal investor journey, I started off with R129.73. We started especially with that figure because that was how much it was going to cost for a Big Mac, a big Mac with a milkshake. So it is really that easy. And honestly, you can just start with something that small. You really do not have to go with R1,000, R500.
100%. There's no minimums.
Absolutely. So South Africans often face trust issues when it comes to online money management. How does Easy Equities ensure user security and transparency?
So yes, security is a non-negotiable, and you know, we work with top tier tech partners. We go undergo regular audits, and we invest heavily in both back end protection and user education. So while we're always working to make, you know, fee visibility, for example, better across all products, we aim to be as clear and as upfront as possible about what you're paying and where you're getting. You know, so it's not just security, it's transparency as well. So on the tech side, we invest a lot in that. You know, we've got a big team full of developers and great partners, as I mentioned, and then also the transparency effect of, you know, any questions you may have about the platform, about fees, you know, it's all on the website and therefore users to research.
So let's look at investing in a South African context. The cost of living is high and many people feel there's no room left to save. What's your advice to someone who says, I can't afford to invest right now?
That's you know, we get it. The cost of living is brutal. You know, and inflation for quite a few years now has been very high, and fortunately we're seeing it stabilize a bit. You know, but investing doesn't have to mean thousands or millions up front. You know, even small regular contributions can grow over time. Even as, you know, R5, R10. It's less about the amount and more about building the habit. Because in that habit, you know, let's say you put a debit order in of R20 a month. You know, it's not the amount that's so significant. It's the fact that every month you see this debit order going into your investment account, and it builds that habit of thinking, the more I save, or the better I budget, the more I save, the more I can invest. And, you know, you start thinking differently, because now also when you, let's say, for example, you shop at Checkers, and you own ShopRite shares, you know, it's that concept of ownership that when you actually go buy, you're thinking, oh, okay, I'm an investor. I've got a small stake in this company. So, you know, it's not about the amount, because, you know, sometimes it can be really hard to invest and, you know, with inflation and all of that. So we get it, but it's not about the amount. It's just, you know, start where you are and with what you have, if you can.
Absolutely. I think that's, like you said earlier in the interview, that's where people sometimes come a bit unstuck, where they constantly feel that pressure to go all in. I feel like that's the issue right now with investing, is everyone feels like they've got to go in where it's not necessarily about a 100-meter sprint. It is literally a comrades marathon. So it's about consistency. When you're preparing for a Cape August, or when you're preparing for, let's say, a marathon, you're not necessarily going from 0 to 20 to 25 kilometers if you're running. You don't go from 0 to 109 kilometers when you're cycling. You're adding like 5-10 kilometers every time. So it's a gradual thing, but it's also a consistency thing.
Spot on.
So in your view, how has the South African mindset around investing changed in recent years? And what role do you think Easy Equities has played in that shift?
Yeah, so the conversations have definitely changed. 5 years ago or 10 years ago, investing was something that people whispered about, and, you know, not a lot of people were so into it and familiar with it and didn't really take the action to get involved in investing, and rather just left it for someone else to do it for them. Where now, where you go, there's people talking about it, whether it's at a braai, whether it's on social media, whether it's in families. And that's brilliant to see. And well, I believe, you know, Easy Equities now has over 2.4 million registered South Africans, over 1.1 million active users. So, you know, there's quite a lot of people, and I don't have the exact stat on me, but just by the time that Easy Equities launched to now, the number of investors on the JSE itself grew exponentially. And, you know, because everyone knows that they need to invest, but it's sometimes, you know, the biggest barrier is to start. And that starting is, you don't really know where to go or how to do it. Or, you say, I've got R1,000. What's the next step? And that's the beauty of a platform like Easy Equities. It enables that. And we are proud to have helped drive that cultural shift. And hopefully we can just continue doing that, and that more people in the industry and even not in the industry can push for that, because the more people invest, the better for the well-being of people, the better for the economy. It's just good for everyone. It's a healthy mindset to have.
Absolutely. And it's essentially a wealth mindset that you grow over time. So I'm looking ahead. What do you see as the next big evolution in the world of retirement investing, both globally and in South Africa?
So the biggest shift is, I'd say, personalization and autonomy. When I say personalization, and that's where AI can come in. And I know a lot of people are still concerned, about AI and cannot trust AI with my finances and things like that. But, we're still early in the adoption curve of AI, and I think it's just going to get better and better. And what makes AI powerful is it can collect so much data that it can personalize something for you. So I think personalization is one thing. People want, more say in how and when they retire. So that's part of the autonomy. And they want flexible options that suit their life and their goals. So it's not just a one-size-fits-all plan. I think the next wave will be tools that actually help people to build their own retirement roadmaps, and even with assistance with their financial advisors. So many people have financial advisors, and that's brilliant, because that's the professions, and they spend a lot of time in being great in that. And some people in the industry itself try to do it themselves. And I think there's definitely a room for both and a hybrid approach to this. But within that, whether you use a financial advisor or not, personalization and autonomy is what I think is important. And if I had to choose one between those, I'd say personalization.
Absolutely. Especially, I see it as, it's always great to do it yourself, right? But there's a reason there's professionals as well. So I like the fact that the barrier to entry is so easy, is so flexible, it's affordable. So you can come in, or you can enter as yourself, and you can learn and you can invest. But obviously, once you want to take everything seriously, having someone professional guide you also is, it helps you immensely. Like we, in my opinion, that's the difference. The difference is the entry is small and the entry is affordable, but you always need a professional once things get incredibly serious, not only just for investing, but also on the tax side as well. And that's why these professionals will never go away. But at the end of the day, you also, with the world of the World Wide Web and with, you know, that information boom that we have, we've got so much information at our fingertips that it's almost possible for people to, you know, put in the effort, put in the grind and do it themselves. But there's also a space for professionals to come on board for those who do not want to go purely DIY.
Yes, definitely. And that's why we're building for financial advisors, because we believe there's a great opportunity for the hybrid approach. You know, personally, what I think is that many young people that are tech savvy, you know, that's on social media and they've heard about investing, they've heard about easy equities, they start their investing journeys young, and even while they don't have the world of knowledge, but just by starting, then they build their knowledge base, they start to experience what investing is all about, why it's important, all of that. But, you know, as they age and as their wealth grows, the complexity in their financial situations also becomes more complex. And that's the beauty of where a financial advisor can come in. And that's why we are building for financial advisors as well, is, you know, there is definitely opportunity for people to consult with professionals and to, you know, to see where they can optimize and improve their portfolio. So yeah, it's there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. And I almost treat, you know, easy equities and investment in the same way that I look at SARS and, you know, tax practitioners, because I'm a tax practitioner myself. And I think to myself, I've spoken to many colleagues, and many colleagues have said, you know, SARS has made a platform that is almost created and enhanced to such an extent that you do not need a tax practitioner. And I've always been of the mind to say, you know, SARS has helped those who wish to do it themselves. But it does not take away our function as professionals. So just because technology is moving forward doesn't mean that you've lost those professional expertise. It just means that you still need those professional expertise, because, you know, mistakes will always be made, and that's why you've got your professionals to come on board. But that we have the ability for people to still do it themselves.
Yes, yeah.
So my final question is, if there is one mindset shift you'd love every South African listener to make about investing in retirement, what would that be?
So I'd say there's two parts. The first part I'd say is that, you know, retirement, if I just speak to the point of retirement isn't that far off. You know, even if you just started working at age 24, 25, or whether you 45 or 55, the sooner you start, the better. You know, so, and if you don't know where to start, educate yourself. You know, we've, Easy Equities has lots of educational resources, or speak to professionals, but the sooner you start, the better. What I'd say on the mindset shift specifically overall, I'd say is in one word, ownership. And what the beauty of ownership is, as I mentioned, where if you love a brand and now you can invest in that brand and own a part of that brand, it's so powerful, because, you know, when you shop, you don't necessarily think of, oh, I can buy an iPhone or the newest iPhone, even though I have an iPhone. You start thinking, well, with that money, I can buy Apple shares. And there's, you know, this conversation could go on for what this ownership word means, but just taking a sense of ownership of your finances, and that flows into, you know, if you own assets, how do you make that work for you?
Absolutely. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your time and your insight. I hope our listeners found today's discussion informative, and we'll see you same time, same place. God bless.